Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Nearly 23 years ago today, Oliver North began his ignominious testimony before the United States Congress. The gap-toothed ex-Marine became a darling of the far right, despite rumors of drug smuggling that have long swirled around Oliver North's illegal funding of the Contras in Nicaragua. In fact, Oliver North's own notebooks indict him on this count. For example, according to a report by Senator John Kerry on February 10th, 1986, Robert Owen wrote North regarding a plane being used to carry humanitarian aid to the Contras that was previously used to transport drugs. The plane, in fact, belonged to the Miami-based company Vortex, which is run by Michael Palmer, one of the largest marijuana traffickers in the United States. U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency records show that during Manuel Noriega's trial in 1991, pilot Floyd Carlton testified that his smuggling operation was flying weapons to the Contras at the same time he was flying drugs to the United States. When Carlton's lawyers asked about Oliver North's knowledge of these flights, federal prosecutors vehemently objected, and U.S. Judge William Hovler became angry. Quote, "Just stay away from it," the judge snapped, refusing to allow any more questions on the topic. Investigations into Lieutenant Colonel North's involvement have not been limited to the United States, in fact. After studying the involvement of Contras and U.S. officials with illegal arms running and drug trafficking, a Costa Rican commission on the drug problem in their country recommended that former Ambassador Louis Tamps, CIA Station Chief Joseph F. Fernandez, and Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North be forever denied entry into Costa Rica. By the way, the Kerry Committee concluded, rather as an understatement, that, quote, "senior U.S. policymakers were not immune to the idea that drug money was a perfect solution to the Contras' funding problems." This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.